Blog Talk Radio.
This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV. Hi, this is Petey, and this is Petey Talks Music. I have with me today EA.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? How you doing, Petey?
I'm great, and I hope that everybody out there is doing great, too.
All right, that's all I like to hear.
Awesome. Okay, so are you a part of a label?
No, nah, I'm underground independently, trying to get my status up, really. Get a buzz going, let people notice the focus that hip hop is not dead, it's still breathing, it's alive and well.
Okay, awesome. So, how long have you been rapping and making music?
Well, I know I started writing poetry around second grade, around seven, 8 years old. Started writing poetry. As far as the rapping or whatsoever, I started off actually freestyle battling. That's like sixth grade that I actually took on the art. At first, it was a hobby. And a lot of people who listened to me said I need to take it serious. And it didn't happen until 2008, where I really did take it really serious and try to work on a couple of singles, any type of music, 16s, spin features, or whatsoever the case may be, that it'll work, but I never really got my shine or whatever the case may be. I tried for the Source Unsigned Hype when I was in San Diego in 2008, and really just didn't work out at all because I don't know what happened. It was just the person who was holding the event, it was supposed to get back to me and another counterpart that I knew also at the time, my boy Black. And it seemed like the dude just took the money and ran, actually. So it was just, it seemed like a hoax. And that messed my whole dreams up. But then once I got back out here in Maryland and I touched down with my mom and, you know, got with a group of real close friends, they inspired me to really pursue this dream right now. And I just recently unleashed my mixtape called Caution Tape on last Friday, actually. So that's what made me really say, you know what, I'm in love with this hip-hop thing since I was an adolescent, really.
Okay, awesome. So what kind of rapper do you consider yourself to be?
Conscious. I wouldn't want to put myself as a rapper. I like to label myself more as a poet.
Okay.
I mean, anybody can rap, but it's more of the artist and the picture that they're painting. So.
Okay. Cool. So what actually inspired you to become an artist?
Life. Just general conversations with family and friends, certain events, whether good or bad, just life in general, the struggle, the perseverance, the motivation, anything in life. That's my basic inspiration to really write this music.
Okay. That sounds really cool. So what do you do when you're not performing?
Writing, free writing, anything that comes to my head, a cadence, a hot metaphor, punchline, and I'll feed off of that, I'll free write. And if not that, I'm busy being a family man.
Have little people?
Of course, yeah.
That's so adorable. Yay!
Yeah. I gotta make sure that my fiance and my little daughter, my two queens, I gotta make sure that they always got their Colgate shining bright. So, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. I'm a Colgate too.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. where was I going? So, do you have a mixtape out?
Yes. Okay. Right now, I'm about to plug the link at least so people at least go ahead and click on and give a listen to, because definitely I have a mixtape out by the name Caution Tape, 20 tracks, really like 22, because it's like two in one with two tracks. If they go to audiomac.com/album/EA-2/caution-tape-1, you'll be able to see with my mixtape.
Interesting. Okay, so can it be purchased or is it just free?
Oh, it's free. Free download. You can download the whole mixtape or you can download whichever tracks that everybody has personal favorites of.
Okay, cool. So what do you think makes you different from the rest?
The originality. The originality. Listening to how hip-hop is these days, it's like history repeating itself over and over again. And it's like, okay, we need to take a break from the norm. Everybody want to talk about popping bottles, thoughts, and we all can relate with that, but not on that type of level. You know, a lot of us are not in that upper tax bracket. So, you know, who wouldn't want to hear the lower class trying to make it to the top?
Okay.
Especially with motivational music, the author. And at the same time, I could do what these other rappers do, but why would I?
Yeah. Definitely. We need more, not talking about bubble butts and stuff. So.
Yeah, that's, I don't care about your bubble butt. I just want you to get scooped up onto my music. That's all I want you to do. Or nod your head until you catch a whiplash. I don't care about the physique, unless I'm storytelling on some Slick Rick type of message. Nah.
Where did you get your name from?
Oh, after going through a series of names to try to find a stage name, because every artist has to go through that, I decided to say if my music is going to touch people and actually, and I know it's generally real, I said I might as well just go ahead and go with my middle initial and my last initial. And a lot of artists out there, they for sure don't have my middle name, because my middle name is Earthsdale. So, and my last name is Alexander, so put those two together, it's EA, so, and my first name is Patrick, so it could be P, but I just said, no, forget the P, let me just go with EA, and besides, I also like to call myself the analyst, the arsonist analyst, because I always set the roof on fire when it comes to the tracks, but damn, I'll call the game as I see it, so it only seems right to just be called EA. Because I'm in the game, and I'm calling the game as I see it, whether good or bad.
Awesome. So, how old are you?
I will be 30 this year.
Oh, man, you're getting up there.
Yeah. But a lot of people hit their prime around this age, though, so... I understand. I mean, if Jay could do it, it took Jay since late 20s to get the buzz going harder. So I can't knock hope on that one. And a lot of MCs, it took them a while before they actually really could break the door. So for me, it took me a good minute. And it seems like at 31, it looked like the road is going to be bright enough. So.
Okay. So where are you from?
Bronx, New York, a.k.a. Gotham City. Yeah.
All right. So what's your favorite song out of any of the songs that you have made?
Oh, man. Out of all the questions, that's got to be the hardest. As far as, like, my favorite song, All Day, Every Day on that mixtape is hard. I'm infatuated with that song because I actually wrote that to my fiance, actually. I wrote that song. And, I said I wanted to make a song dedicated to her, but at the same time, I wanted it to be on a level where how males would feel about that significant other, whether male or female, you know. I wanted them to be on that level of, oh, this is how I feel. All day, every day, the love will never change. I'll go out of my way to make sure you're happy. And after that, Arsonist, the last track on the album. I'm sorry, it's just something about the way the beat and the head nodding and everything. That joint is just off the chain. I got too many favorites. Too many. Listeners are just going to have to get the caution tape to see what I'm talking about, period, point blank, because from beginning to end, it's no skippable tracks at all. At all. It's just nothing but positive feedback.
Sounds awesome. So, do you play any instruments?
Oh, no, not at the moment. I'm trying to learn, though.
Oh.
I'm open to learn, trust and believe.
That would be really cool.
Definitely.
Instrument, definitely.
Definitely.
So, who are your musical influences?
Oh, wow. Slick Rick Rakim. Lost Boys, Naughty by Nature, Tupac, of course, Biggie, of course, Big L, Big Pun, had to be Queen Latifah, MC Light, Bahamadia, the list goes on, because each artist from the late 80s period, and 90s, they really had an impact on that era. I call the 90s the Disney Renaissance anyway, so around that time, if it was the Disney movies you were watching, in my city, you was just listening to Hot 97, or at a later date, it was Power 105.1 just to hear what's going on and get the buzz of the city and the feel of it, of your favorite track. See, I come from the era where you had to get the tape cassette in. And when your favorite song came in, you just like, hold up, let me go ahead and press that play button and get the record going so that I can get this track. Instead of how it is these days, when you hear a certain song and then you hear it again in the next 20 minutes, you're like, goodness gracious.
Those days with the video cassettes.
What? Oh, man. I miss those days, but I don't mind going forward, though. I don't mind. It's interesting to see how music is going these days. It's very interesting.
Definitely. So, when you're writing a song, do you have, like, a ritual?
No. No ritual at all. No ritual. I just get in my 2-3, a.k.a. my zone. I just get in my zone, and like I said previously, if it's a certain cadence, or if I'm listening to a certain beat that my producer, Helix, or Salt One, or a boy Black, or my cousin Maps, if they send me a beat and I'm listening to it, and at the moment I can't think of anything, I just put it down for a minute, let the mind formulate, intake life around me. If I have a conversation with my family, close friends, or whatsoever, and if it's something that either they're going through or I'm going through, I'll just take a seat back, drift off in the memory lane, and just think for a minute, like, I've heard this situation more than once, so I guess, you know, more than one person can go through this, so let me go ahead and put a song together that everybody can relate to, because not only one person has gone through this, so
okay.
That's my ritual, life itself.
Okay, so, like, when you're performing, do you get nervous?
I'll get nervous, yeah. I mean, what artists don't is the anticipation. The anticipation of the crowd or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, it'll be nerves, but it's all about owning the stage and owning the presence. And once the attention's on you, then the nerves will go away quick.
Okay, so what do you tell yourself to, you know, shake it off?
Say it again?
What do you tell yourself to shake off the jitters?
You got this.
Okay.
They wouldn't be here if you didn't have this, so
yeah.
There's no need to be nervous. This is the extended family.
Okay. So,
well, my fans is my extended family, so that's how I look at it.
Oh, that's sweet. So how would you define the word success?
Oh, man, success. There's different angles for that. For that one word, particular word, actually. Success is basically, it's not the fame or the fortune. A lot of people would think it is the fame and the fortune, but in my and my definition of success is having my extended family bop their heads and enjoy the music I put out. And they'd be like, that joint is hard. And once I get a lot of people downloading or I get a lot of people saying, yo, man, I'm really feeling your music, I've succeeded.
Okay. So the first song that we're going to play is Do What You Gotta Do. What in the world just happened? Okay, Do What You Gotta Do. So tell me what inspired that song.
Oh, boy. I was listening to the beat. I said the beat already was hypnotizing as it is. So I had to drift back and just think about what motivates somebody to get things accomplished in life, whether it's legal or illegal. And then I said to myself, you know what? Why don't I just sit there and tell a story about a prostitute who had to make the grind happen, by choice, but when there's nothing else out there, especially for a female who given her all or whatever the case may be, or whether she's hard-headed or not, if she would go into this life of prostitution, whatever the case may be, just to make sure that her kids can eat, you got to do what you got to do, whether it's legal or illegal. And anyway, it's just it's self-explanatory in the hook. You got to do what you got to do.
All right. Awesome. So here is Do What You Gotta Do by EA.
Zero!
Oh, my goodness. I think I'm having a technical. Okay. That was Do What You Gotta Do by EA. So this next song is called Okay, so the next song is called Easy Breakdance.
Oh no, it's called At Ease / Breakdance.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
It's all good.
So tell me what inspired that song.
I was fortunate enough to serve time in the military, and that was the title, of course, is basically military lingo. At ease, basically, I'm at calm in life right now, and everybody just want to be at calm right now at life. They don't want to deal with the extra mess, you know. Go ahead somewhere with that. So, in the hook, basically, I'm breaking it down that I'm at ease in life. I don't need all that extra stuff, while other people are at attention for that extra stuff. I'm good. Just focused on the gift that God bestowed on me. And break base is a little twist to the add of it, because it's basically, yeah, I could be at ease, but at the end of being at ease, my occupation is to break the base for the 808s. So, with the heavy flow.
Oh, my goodness. Break bass, Lord of mercy. Like,
so basically,
it's like,
I don't know. Basically, fans are getting a nice taste with this. This track is basically on some Justin Timberlake type of mess. Not to discredit Justin, because I love when he does that 2-in-1 type of tracks. This is basically a 2-in-1 type of track right here.
All right, so here is At Ease. Break bait. Lord, I'm having a moment today. Break
bait. Welcome to my zone. S4E. That's how we doing it. Student lobby for results. Empire. That's how we doing it.
All right, everybody, this is At Ease. Break bait. Okay, you know what? Lord.
You want me to introduce the song to help you out?
I don't know what's going on today, Lord.
It's all good. You want to be human if you didn't make mistakes, so.
All right, here it is, y'all.
I'm at ease in life, I'm at ease in bullshit. I'm at ease not a factor. What that got to do with me if it ain't multiplying my money? Swayze, what that got to do with me if it ain't multiplying my money? Here, at the time, face is faster. More 40 acres of mule and spike is faster. Content livers want to chase it after. Assassin's Creed presidential manner. Getting nowhere in life, you need to be getting to the money. Swayze, getting nowhere in life, you need to be getting to the money. Let's go!
Here music we play. Here for you to think. For those of you who don't think too much, I'll just tell you about that shit before we drop it off. No.
Get the kick ass, unmasking on the porcelain. Hang on like ornaments in this game of tournament. Remain fortunate. Love sports like an orphanage. Be formative for drama fortunate. Attention paid as we play my trade as a trade amongst the A-list. We just paid to get paid. From below poverty line underplayed. That is factory percentage of grade. Two classes of the masses in the same category. Envy and jealousy of the middle class poor. Making bad times too without the guts and glory. So some more routes to narrate the story. So warning. All you can do on life is live fast forward. Keep moving past those who gasp at you for. Enough on your plate for being what you make for it. Unless your heart and your pleasure make sober. One life to live as the world turns crazy. No need for more routes. Play by the air perfectly. What's the use for emergency? Don't serve to protect unless it's their courtesy. Never colorblind. The nine is used urgently. Age is a number and bullets have no diversity. Everyone's a victim but so they can't take themselves. How the struggle for the fair without any help.
And hopefully a lot of people were able to pay attention to the essence of hip-hop still breathing.
I hope so, too. All right. So if you want to check out more songs from EA, you can look at the link in the description box and on our Facebook page. And don't forget to like us on our Facebook page, Petey.
That's right.
Lord of mercy.
I need fans not to be stubborn. I need y'all to get out of the no flex zone and start showing your muscles and listen to some real stuff. Come on.
We say every night, live, love, and laugh music.
You got to laugh every day. You got to. Got to.
Okay, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
This is Petey Talks Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is Petey Talks Music, the best radio show in the DMV.